Good morning, my friends. It is time for the Morning Mindset. Are you ready to get your mind aligned with the truth of God? Today, I want us to look at Psalm chapter 145, and we are going to be looking at one particular verse that has a nuance to it that we really have to pay attention to. That's verse number 18. It says, "The Lord is near to all who call on him." And then it makes a little bit of a categorization. Man, if I could speak this morning, it'd be great. It kind of qualifies what it's saying. The Lord is near to all who call on him, to all who call on him in truth. Now, that's very interesting. What does it mean to call on God in truth? Well, I think as I've pondered this verse, what comes to my mind is that it's talking about motives. It's talking about what's really going on in our hearts in terms of the why behind us calling on the Lord. You see, when we are calling on the Lord because we genuinely want more of him, we genuinely want to align our minds and our hearts and our very way of living with his will for our place in the world, then we are calling on him in truth. It's not the kind of calling on him where it's like what some have called a foxhole prayer, you know, where you're in a terrible situation and you're calling out of desperation, but in your heart of hearts, you fully intend to just go on living life your way once God gets you out of a jam. You see, and that's what your prayer really is about, is just calling on him to get you out of a fix. And I don't believe that's calling on him in truth, because the depths of our heart are not aligned with him, are not willing to submit to him. Maybe that's a better way to say it. You see, the Lord is near to all who call on him in truth. He's aligning himself with you when you align yourself with him. You see, it's like taking on an ally in a battle and saying, "I will align myself with you. Your interests will be my interests, and my interests will be your interests." That's how this works. You are aligning yourself with God. And then he has promised he is near to you when that is the case. Now, let's stop for a moment, because there's some things I've said here that could be problematic for some of us, because some of us are thinkers. Now, we all should be thinkers, but I mean, some of us are very deep thinkers in the sense that we analyze everything. And we think through the particulars of everything. And sometimes we're self-analyzers to a degree that isn't always helpful. You know, we are questioning, am I really aligned with God? Do I really call on him in truth? Are my motives really right? And please hear me out here. Those are great questions to ask. Those are questions we should be concerned about, all of us. But there comes a time where we've asked those questions enough. You know, because our lives demonstrate the answer for us. But because we're so concerned with being right in our motives, we don't necessarily see what's right before us. And so if that is you and you find yourself getting bogged down in self-analyzation and you can't really come to a good conclusion for yourself, one of the best things I've found to do is to go and talk with someone who knows you well, someone who knows your heart for the Lord, and describe to them the struggle you're having. That you've got this issue and you're questioning your motives and you want to know what you really feel and think about such and such. And that person, if they know you well, are going to be able to look at your actions and see from them what your motives really are. They'll be able to hold it up for you to see, and they'll be able to encourage you, "No, this is what I really see coming of you." And they'll be able to give you examples, A, B, C, D, that you've done, that you've said, the way you've been in this circumstance or that. It shows what your heart truly is. And this is how we as the body of Christ can build one another up. Man, husbands and wives especially should be helping each other in circumstances like this. I encourage you, rest in the truth today that the Lord is near to all of those who call upon him in truth.
America, we are endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. To serve others in ways that promote human flourishing and create a ripple effect of transformation for generations to come. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.